Hello and welcome to Marriage, the Good and the Bad and the Funny. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And this is January 25th, 2019. Let's get into it. So, we've done this for a week, right?
Yep.
1 week. And for those who listen to us, I think they can safely say that we are, in fact, unscripted.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah? Yes. Unscripted and, at this point in time, probably also considered unpopular.
Yeah, probably.
Unpopular 11 plays?
Yes.
And that's kind of counting our own, correct?
Yeah, maybe one.
Just a little bit?
Yeah.
However, we did have some friends of ours pick up on it pretty fast when we posted to Twitter, right?
Yes.
All right, yes. So big shout out to those two folks. That is Ryan and Liz, a couple of our closest friends. Won't give their last name for obvious reasons, but wanted to give them a shout out. Sound fair?
Sound very fair.
All right, yes. Liz especially was really excited to hear this.
Yes,
and
she was.
Begged for a shout out.
And she wants to be on one of it one day.
Well, right now they can be talked about, but we're probably going to talk about a certain subject. And the reason I bring up Ryan and Liz is because, as you and I both know, but for our listeners here,
they're engaged.
They're engaged. They've been engaged for, gosh, they're going to hate us for this. I don't know how many months now.
It's almost been a year. They got engaged on Valentine's Day. Why do you not remember these things?
Listen, it's, you know, good enough, should be good enough, that I remember things like our first date anniversary and our actual anniversary.
Yeah?
How much, and your birthday. How much more do you want from me?
How about the date that you proposed?
See, I know that too. We're not going to test that now. Well, we're probably going to test it as we go along this road. But their being engaged makes me think we talked about last week, us getting together.
Yep.
Right? And that was just us getting together as a boyfriend-girlfriend.
Yeah. We touched a little on engagement, but didn't go too far.
Well, I figure that a lot of these subjects we'll go back to with more specific stories as time goes on.
Yes.
But, you know, as we get started here, some high-level stuff might be, you know, entertaining for the folks listening.
Fair deal.
Yeah. Well, before we get into, you know, a little bit of our engagement story and maybe our engagement history, depending on how much time we have here, wanted to take a moment to make sure that everyone knew that we're trying to be as legit about this as possible, right?
Trying. Probably failing, but still trying.
Failing. So we went and got some microphones, which we're hoping is the quality of this audio is better than last week's, even though, you know, I thought it was spot on. Yeah, I know. You could hear all that background noise for days, right?
Yeah.
So we got some microphones with some listening, you know, some headsets on us right now.
Yep.
And we want to also get feedback from those, not counting us, let's just say those six listeners out there. That's including Ryan and Liz.
Yes.
So we want to get some feedback from them. So what we have now is also the ability for folks to send us their questions, right?
Yep.
All right, so probably say it again, but you can send us your questions, and that's any kind of question you want. Relationship, whether you want a serious answer, you want to hear a funny thing. You know, I don't think we're too shy of people, are we?
No, me definitely not. No.
I have no shame.
No.
You learn to not have shame when you're in sales, especially when it's via the phone.
Yeah.
So for those who want to send us questions, all you have to do is email us at marriage.gbf, that's marriage good bad funny gbf at gmail.com. My wife's looking at me like she didn't know which email it was because I created it, and she's just rolling with the punches on this one.
Just nod and smile, nod and smile.
That's how you get through most conversations with me.
Yeah, that's a pretty safe guess.
Well, it's fair enough. I black out half the time too myself.
Talking to a wall sometimes.
You're just... Anyway, send questions that way to us, and we will be sure to answer them. Either we'll send you an email back. Right now, I don't think we're going to be flooded to the point where we can't respond. Or... Yeah, my wife's laughing at that one. Yeah. I don't think we're going to get overloaded, or we'll bring them up so we can start sharing them with other folks that might have the same one on our next week's show. So,
or if you have any topics you want us to talk about or give our insight on, just go ahead and send that too.
Yes. We can be those people that have been, you know, married for such a short time, but act like we're experts on everything that everyone loves being around.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Those are the best.
Yes. Everything we say here should be followed to a T. Right?
Sure.
Yes, I want to be as pretentious as possible. I think we should also do like public radio where we have little tea sips in between our sentences. So it's like, and then we're going to have some smooth jazz.
Okay, you do that. I will do something different and we'll see what people like. Oh.
We're going to split up our own podcast before you know it.
Well, you know, got to have differing opinions.
Well, I think we've wasted enough time with banter. We were going to talk about engagement, right?
Yes.
All right.
Just
so,
for the record, I'm not the one that wasted the time, but that's okay.
I think before we started this, I literally asked you, is there a universe where it's not my fault? And you told me there's no such place.
Well, I just want our listeners to be aware of that, so.
Gotcha. I can't win this. So engagement.
Yes.
Engagement. So, how long had we been dating before I finally proposed?
Let's see.
Don't say too long.
Oh, no, that's far too long.
Yeah.
It was, what, 4.5 years? Yeah, 4.5 years. Because the summer of our actual, like, during our engagement period, we were together for 5.
So you have, like, to scrunch the face, like, contempt even to this day about it.
Well, I mean, I was ready to get married, but... that's all on you, so.
Gotcha. Isn't it usually the guy that drags their feet?
I don't know. Some guys can rush into things pretty fast, and then they get rejected really fast, too.
See, I was playing hard to get.
Way too hard to get.
Yeah. Well, we can get in the whole subject of campaigning at another day when people are, you know, maybe not showing all their true colors before marriage. That's a topic for another day that could probably go on for days as well. So 4.5 years.
Yes, 4.5 years. And then you, I guess, had the ring, had an elaborate scheme set up, stole the phone number of my boss off my phone to set up this elaborate scheme.
Because that's how you wanted to be proposed to.
Well, I said I wanted to be proposed to at work. I didn't tell you exactly how to do it.
Well, usually, from my understandings, granted, I can safely say I've only done it once. Most of the time, they want it to be a surprise. You don't really tell them, here's how we're going to start this up. It's kind of like this podcast. But I'm just winging it. But there is a little bit of structure.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's true. But I never expected you to steal the phone number off my phone. And then you get so obsessed with her. Oh, I wonder why she's my best friend, Sarah. She helped me plan this whole thing.
Yep. You got like a boss that's willing to go along with the flow like that.
Yeah, true.
So I stole the number.
Yep.
I knew you wanted to be approached to at work.
Yep.
You know. Before that, though, if we rewind a little bit, I had the engagement ring, mm-hmm. the 3 rings of marriage. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the
suffering.
Exactly. Well, at this point, I had the engagement ring, and I had it about a month before I was going to propose to you.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, like, during that month, you put me through, I'm trying to make this as kid-friendly and family-friendly as possible, but for those at home, you can probably think about what I want to say there. Put me through a very warm and not pleasant place for a month because you were thinking I was dragging my feet even though I had this plan.
Yeah. I was ready to get married quite a long time before that.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know, it's a shame when you have a good thing planned out and, you know, some people get antsy and, you know, we'll probably talk about this another day about your ability to, or lack of patience, I should say. Right?
Well, I have some patience in other areas, just not that. When I want something, I want it.
Yeah, I guess I should be flattered in that case. But I had the ring for a while, right?
Yeah.
Well, so I told you.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yes.
So you put me through that very unpleasant time where you were hounding me and wanting me to get on one knee.
Yes.
Thinking that it was never going to happen, even though there was an elaborate plan. One day I wanted to throw the thing at you without telling you it was coming because you got me so frustrated.
Oh, no, you told me that you would throw it at me. You point blank told me that. You're like, it's in my car.
That's me wanting to do it. Yeah. I didn't do it, though.
Well, no.
I resisted temptation. Yeah, exactly. So, your office had a Christmas party, as they always do.
Yes.
And there's a video still circulating somewhere. I'm sure it's buried on your phone somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, you guys had just finished up. Your boss told me the perfect time to come in. You were there. And for those who don't know, which is probably everyone, you're a medical assistant.
Yes.
At a plastic surgeon's office.
Yes.
And so you're there enjoying your chicken wing dip.
Actually, I was trying to make chocolate-covered strawberries at the time. I remember this. And one of my other coworkers told me, put that stuff down. Because everyone else knew, except for myself and one of my other coworkers, Paige, because, you know, she wouldn't have been able to keep a secret. So she didn't know until maybe like 10 minutes before that. And so I was busy making a chocolate-covered strawberry before you came in. So, and then, you know, everyone gathered around.
They gathered around, and then I snuck in, and you're like, what are you doing here?
Yep.
And, I mean, I can picture the video in my head, but I can also remember how I felt with the whole, the nerves, the shaking.
You even said you were shaking in that video.
Definitely, I know I was. I mean, think about what it symbolized. I was getting on my knee and saying, goodbye, singlehood. Hello. I want to say ball and chain, but it's cliche, but yeah. Hello, ball and chain.
Yeah, true. But, yeah. You knew I was going to say yes. There was no gamble there. You knew it wasn't going to be, no, I don't want to. So you weren't taking a gamble there.
That would have been the easy way out. For you.
Yes. Because when was the last thing or last time I ever did anything the easy way?
I totally believe that it's at least buried in most girls somewhere deep inside that they'd like to be proposed to somebody and then just say no just to have that power. I mean, you guys have all the power in those situations.
True.
I was going to say, don't even think about that. You're pondering it. Girls have the power when it comes to the engagement. And I know that, you know, in 2019, things are, you know, obviously there's different cases, different scenarios. It's not to say that, you know, the other person can't propose to the guy or anything like that. But, you know, some people are more bold than others. But most of the time, and even still in movies, it's, you know, the girl that has all the power. And she can really just crush a guy. I think they like that. I think they like that even after the engagement. You hold so much power.
Well, because happy wife, happy life.
That's what I mean. That's power that I don't think any mortal should have.
Well, yeah, but in the same sense, you know what you're signing up for. In a sense, anyways.
Yeah. But it makes me think, do guys enjoy torture? I know guys enjoy challenge, and I feel like as we got our setup here with these, like, you know, these gaming headsets for a microphone to be better, makes me think about how guys like a challenge, and guys like games as much as the next person. But, I mean, if you think about it.
I really think that guys are just kind of masochistic in their own way.
Yeah, it's like difficulty level set to what? Like
nightmare mode.
Yeah, there you go. Nightmare. I was going to say expert, but yeah, nightmare mode where it's just like there's really in many cases, and we'll get into those later in another episode, I'm sure. But in all honesty, there's a lot of times where it's like, do I take the path that leads to this destruction or this destruction? There's no winning path. There's just the path of least resistance.
It's like those fantasy games or, you know, choose your path. Which one are you going to come out on top with?
Yeah, or it's like I got you to watch a certain old classic movie the other day known as... Do you remember it?
No.
Well, we'll just say that it's a British TV show where they are searching for a holy object.
Oh,
and
yes.
They are at a point, or one of the knights is at a point where they get to some signs where each sign points a different direction, but they have different words for torment, despair, loss of life. Like, there's no path that says, you know, safety ahead. It's all, and that's, I think, a perfect sign to describe what it's like when you are dealing with your significant other at times. In my case, you know, you.
True.
But once again, I digress. So.
Well, I think that with engagement comes a whole new playing field or battlefield of different topics and issues that come up with planning a wedding and just figuring out how you're going to live life together. I know that the, you know, running joke is, you know, in-laws, stress, finding your dress that you're going to wear, all very important things, and you kind of have to learn how to live with another human being later on. I mean, you have to learn how to function. I mean, you can't just go home at the end of the day and be by yourself and do whatever you please. You have another human being that you're living with and coexisting with. And some days they drive you up a wall and back down the other one.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I can't remember the last time I got to do what I please when I please.
Well, again, welcome to marriage.
At least this side of it. That kind of goes into the point we made earlier, right? Where we're not going to, and it gives us lots of content, right? We're not going to be able to talk about everything about engagement right now.
No.
This is more or less how we met. And trying to throw some humor in there. The jokes are sticking. I'm sure our listeners will let us know. If not, you know, people are very quick to say you are not as funny as you think. That's putting it nicely.
Yeah.
That's fair. But you know what? Attention's attention, even if it's bad attention.
Maybe for you.
Well, you know.
You can have all the bad attention. I don't want any.
Yeah, you're right. I can thrive off of either.
Yeah, you can. Even when it's me yelling at you, you still thrive.
I somehow push through. But, you know, we're going to put the humor on it. Make it a little bit more entertaining than just two people being sappy.
Yes.
Because we'll have our sappy moments, and I'm good with, you know, any kind of questions that come in about something that you've encountered, maybe on a more serious note. But I put this as a kind of I categorized it as comedy in the sense that, hey, it's called the good, the bad, and the funny, right?
Right.
Two of those things are enjoyable. One is not. And, you know, that's obviously the bad.
Right.
No shocker there. But it's true. You got the good times, the bad times, and the funny times.
Right.
And yes, there is the ugly. But we will get into that without even having it in the title.
That's right.
I mean, you see me wake up in the morning, I'm sure that's ugly enough, right?
Oh, that's a scary sight. Same with me.
Right? I mean, that's the joke, and we're going to be able to talk about all these different things and drill down into them later as far as things like what happened during engagement, what happened during, well, I guess it's part of engagement, but even drilling down further, wedding planning, what was that like for you, what was that like for me, and I think, like we said, we're not going to hold back.
No.
I mean, we're talking to some folks here, we're going to obviously have some family and friends listen, but this is raw, this is uncensored. I'm not afraid to say anything, and I know you aren't either. So that's us talking about engagement, right?
Yes.
I mean, at least how we got engaged. Mm-hmm. You know, I drug my feet, like you said. You drove me up a wall and down the other because you were badgering me about proposing, even though I had a plan. And then I got on my knees and I started shaking. And then I did it. And then here we are, you know, 2 years after marriage itself, obviously longer for the engagement itself. But we're pushing through each and every day. And now I think we're excited to be a part of this.
Yes. It's fun being able to just talk and kind of tell your story. And whether, you know, 100 people listen to it or 10 people listen to it. It's just the ability to tell people your story.
Yeah. And there's some really good I'm trying to think of the names, but on, you know, YouTube and such, and other podcasts, I'm sure. There's ones where, you know, they tell stories and they just tell true events, and usually it's talking about something like a family member that meant so much to you, or you're having an interview with somebody. So I look at this as kind of like that, where we're interviewing one another, and one day, you know, maybe if we can help somebody, great. If we can make somebody laugh, even better. And, you know, these can be recorded so we can look back at them one day.
Yep. And you know what? If you don't laugh, more than likely you're going to cry about something. So
if you're not laughing, you're crying.
Might as well laugh along with us.
Well, good news is that they can laugh along with us in many ways, because we are now, believe it or not, this is not a sponsor. I'm just saying, this is what you were asking me all week. We are available on several different platforms now. Most recently, we discovered we are on Apple Podcasts. Got to give a shout out to Apple, because Apple's a big boy player in this. We are also on Google Podcasts. We are also on Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Anchor, of course, which you've not already, you've heard an ad for.
Yep.
I'm probably going to re-record it because it sounds a little scripted and I don't like that. But you also got your said Apple Podcasts and Breaker and Radio Public. And also Spotify. So, there's lots of ways you can listen to us. We want to be kind of a break in your week. We're looking to record maybe Fridays, maybe be a little bit different schedule based on what we see people paying attention to. But, you know, I'm excited. We joke about it, but I'm glad I got on one knee. I'm glad I was shaking that day. I'm still not overly thrilled with you harassing me as much as you did, but you're not very thrilled that it took me that long in the first place, so it evens out.
Fair enough.
But I think we've kind of rambled on long enough for this one. What do you think?
I think so. I think, what, 17 minutes of your voice would drive anyone insane.
Oh, 17 minutes. I think it's been longer than that, but wow. we got some breaks of your voice in there, so that's good.
So, yeah, the 17
It's good we have
minutes.
A professional on the set.
Well, you know, it's hard being me. What can I say?
You know, I was hoping that it would be a humble answer like that. Because because I would expect nothing less than humility from you.
Well, you know, I try. I really try.
Well, you do a good job. But, you know, that's kind of the long short of our engagement story. We'll get into more details at another time about, you know, maybe specifics about what happened during that time. You let us know what you want to hear. We're willing to break it up. Once again, you can email us at marriagegbf@gmail.com. That's marriagegbf. That stands for good, bad, funny @gmail.com. Listen for us on those stations we mentioned, and we look forward to you for next time. But in the meantime, this has been Samuel Pitcher.
And this has been Sarah Pitcher.
And you've listened to the marriage,
the good,
the bad, and the funny. See you next time.